Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. Have you a good time? Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
Thank you.
Good morning, guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. The number again is 818-301-5834. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. Those that are listening via cell phone, thank you. Those that are listening via my show page on the internet at Blog Talk Radio, thank you. Those that are on my show page, please catch the link that says follow this show. Click on that link so you can follow the show, and that way you'll get my daily show notes about the show, and you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. I also promote the show on Twitter. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. That's Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Also, if you have a Facebook account, you can follow the show on Facebook. If you go into your account, go to the top of the page and type in the search box there, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And you can follow us there. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. You can call into the show at any time, 818-301-5834. At any time, you can call into the show and speak your mind. That's my new phrase. At any time, you can call into the show and speak your mind. I remember that from yesterday. I wrote that down from yesterday. That works. Okay? Now, guys, I have a great show for you today. But our show is being sponsored by CPA on Duty. For all your tax needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with all your needs. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, today, guys, I have a great show for you. At least I think so. The show is titled, Those Obnoxious Alabama Fans. Now, we're here in Georgia. I'm based out of Atlanta, and I follow or I root for the Georgia Bulldogs. Now, there are people here in Georgia who should be rooting for the Bulldogs that root for other teams, and that's fine with me. There are people here in Georgia who should be rooting for the Bulldogs that root for Alabama. That's not fine with me. I don't care who you are. Here's my deal. The Alabama fans, or they're rude, they're obnoxious, and they don't care. Now, there's a ton of Alabama fans at my workplace, and I get sick and tired of them running their mouths about Alabama. Alabama this, Alabama that. Frank, you need to go to an Alabama game with me. The hell I look going to an Alabama game with you? They're not playing Georgia. What am I going to an Alabama game with you for? Like I told them, if I do go to an Alabama game, I'll be going kicking and screaming, but I'll also be on the visitor side. Then they say at Alabama at the stadium, they don't have a visitor side. You know? Like, what kind of frackle-knackle bull is that? Then, you know, they are so bad. And it's like following a cult. You know, I tell them all the time, y'all brainwashed, y'all drank the Kool-Aid, and now you're scarred for life. Because, you know, when Cam Newton was at Auburn, and they ran through Alabama, went on to win the national championship, they were so upset, these fans. Tell you how they are. They were so upset that one of them went on the Auburn campus, left Alabama, drove to Auburn, went on the Auburn campus, and poisoned a tree there. It's a true story. Unlike the stories that they tell, that these Alabama fans tell. This is a true story. Went to the Auburn campus, on their campus, and poisoned one of the trees there that had been a symbol of Auburn for I don't know how many years. They say that this tree was, 80 to 100 years old. And the Alabama fans, so upset about losing to Auburn, they go on campus and poison the tree. Then, this is how dumb they are. He goes on the radio, on someone's radio show, and tells what he's done. This is how I think the conversation went. Hello, you're listening to .999 on Auburn Radio. Yeah, this is Dave from down here in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And, you know, I got a problem with you guys over there at Auburn. I got a problem with y'all. What's that problem, sir? Well, you know, you've got that boy Cam Newton over there that came down here and ran over us, you know, over the weekend. I don't like that. So what I did, I drove down there last night. And I drove down there last night. I had my wife with me, but, you know, she slept most of the way. But, you know, she slept most of the way. But I drove fast and I drove furious down there and got on that campus and I found that tree. I knew exactly where that tree was. I knew exactly what that tree meant to the Auburn University fans. And I put some Happy-Tain powder on that tree.
What's Happy-Tain powder, sir?
Happy-Tain powder is a poison that'll kill trees. It kills trees. I went out in the woods. I went deer hunting a few years ago. And this fella I went deer hunting with, he told me, if you put some Happy-Tain powder on these trees, they'll die. And soon they'll fall. So I put some Happy-Tain powder on that tree on that Auburn campus. So after a while, that tree's gonna die. It ain't gonna have leaves, strings, or nothing on. Then it's gonna fall over, you're gonna have to cut it down. That's what I did. That's what I did. I did it last night. And I'm proud of.
Well, thank you, sir. And we will see you in court.
So the next thing you know, of course, they were checking the tree on campus to
see if this fool was telling the truth. And he was. He did it. So they went back to the radio station and they traced the calls. And they traced his call right back to him. And then the next thing you know, I guarantee you, he heard a knock on his door pretty soon from the sheriff. Yeah, what are y'all doing here? Are you such and such from Alabama? Yeah, I am. Did you call in to the radio station at Auburn University and tell them you poisoned the tree? What? What? I did it. I called in. I told them. Well, sir, you're under arrest. Trespassing. And destroying some type of property. And they locked him up. They locked him up. And I don't blame them. I do not blame them for locking him up. How dumb was that? But that's an Alabama fan for you. Now, I got a friend at work that's an Alabama fan. But one secret about it that probably some of the other Alabama fans that know him don't know. Deep down, he's an Auburn fan. He roots for Auburn. Now, if the Alabama people knew that somebody that quote unquote roots for Alabama, supposedly an Alabama fan, but they're rooting for Auburn, unquote, they'd probably be at their house in Alabama throwing toilet tissue in their tree or doing something to them that's not right. Now, I always say that these Alabama fans, you know, they call and they threaten people. You know, if they're playing, if they're playing like maybe LSU, if they were playing LSU this weekend, they called the campus of LSU. And, you know, LSU got a Bengal tiger as their mascot. Okay? Now, they'll call the LSU campus and tell them, you better keep it. They call in here. This is how the call would go. Now, lady. Yeah, this is Bart. I just want to let you know that your tiger's sick. What are you saying, sir? Your tiger. Your mascot. He's sick. No, he's not, sir. He's fine, well, and good. He'll be at the game this weekend. No, he's not. I'm telling you, he's sick. He's going to be sick. And I made him sick. What are you saying, sir? I don't stutter. I told you that your tiger is sick. See, they threaten people. You know, they call them up with a disguise their voice and threaten people. All right? And their fans are just horribly obnoxious. You don't have to be that way. I don't think. You know? They tell all these elaborate stories about Alabama. All they can talk about is their football team. Well, what about other parts of the school? What about academics? What are y'all doing in academics? What about, you know, other sports? What about it? What about other sports? What about basketball? Y'all don't talk about basketball. What about baseball? Y'all don't talk about baseball. All they worry about is the football team. And my daughter applied to Alabama. I'm going to tell you how that went. My daughter applied to Alabama. She said, Alabama, they did write her back, but they didn't talk about giving her any kind of scholarship money. They didn't ask her to come visit the campus. They didn't ask her how her mom was doing. They didn't ask her how her daddy was doing. You know what they wanted to know? They wanted to know. They wanted to make sure that you got your money in and bought your Alabama football season tickets. Nothing else. Nothing else. They don't want to know anything else. They don't want to know about you. They don't want to know where you're from, how you doing. They don't want to know any of that. I guess they say we got all that. Now we need to know when you're going to buy your tickets. That's the only thing that keep that school moving is the football program. That's the only thing that keeps that school moving. I tell you what, if they lose a football game this year, you're going to have to put some of them on suicide watch. And you're also going to have to watch out for the school or university that puts that whooping on their head, because they're going to do something. They're not just going to sit by idly and take that whooping. They're going to try to do something to intimidate you afterwards. They're going to do something to intimidate you before and during the game. If you want to weigh in on the subject, call in 818-301-5834. We're talking about those who just joined the show. We're talking about those obnoxious Alabama fans. All you Alabama fans that are listening to the show, thank you for listening to the show. Join me again tomorrow on the show. I have a great topic for you. I will not be bashing the Alabama fans tomorrow. That's for sure. And tomorrow, I'm going to do a recipe. A great recipe, a meal that you can prepare in less than an hour for your family. Very good, very healthy, and like I say, not time consuming at all. Those are the meals that I like to do. You know, unless I'm doing something on the grill, then these quick meals are something that I really like to do. And this recipe is one that that I need to put out there for you guys. And I think you'll like it. Actually, I'm positive
that you'll like it and you'll use it for your family for years to come. Now, my staff was supposed to bring me a cup of coffee this morning, but I haven't gotten it yet, and the show is just about over. Now, that tells you something. You know what it tells you? Or it tells me? That I may need to find better staff members. And I am, because I'm gonna go in just a minute here and find out why I haven't gotten my cup of coffee. That's a problem. I got into bed at like 2:30 this morning, 3 o'clock, and back up at 7, on the show at 8, for you guys and for myself, because I love this stuff, especially today, because I got a chance to rip into these Alabama fans. See, they don't have a platform, but I have a platform, which is this show. And I'm using my platform to let them know that I'm not, at least I'm not, gonna stand by idle and let them jab and jab and jab and jab and jab and jab and jab me all day long. I'm not. I don't do it at work. I'm not gonna do it here. And I mean, I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has helped them rise above the guys who criticize, don't you? And again, thank you guys for listening to the show. I really do appreciate you. Drive carefully into work this morning. I know how the traffic is in Atlanta, so be careful, guys. We want you to get to work and back home in 1 week, so that you can take care of yourself, things that they don't want to take responsibility for, and live a good life. Sorry for the time that I left you home. Thank you guys, and tune into the show in about 23 and a half hours, and we'll get going again. Goodbye. Go back to when it was just you and me. I'm sorry for the time.